listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, happy Tuesday. Welcome back. So glad to be back on the air. I actually missed you guys last week. It was a repeat. We were having some technical difficulties, but we're back on board. So guys, we got some things to talk about today. And some of the important things are loving yourself. Well, that's one of the important things to talk about. But more importantly, I'd like to talk about some of the gun violence that's going on in the city of Philadelphia. And I would like to talk about Philadelphia because it's very sad that a lot of young teenagers don't have anything to do except promote violence amongst each other. And it's a hard thing to accept when you're a parent. You know, guys, you know, when you're a parent, you care about the kids. Well, some parents do. Let's say that. But for the most part, as a parent, you hear about these young kids going out doing robberies, stealing cars, killing others, killing the innocent. You know, it's kind of hard for me to digest because it seems like this generation of kids is actually going to miss out and have missed out on being a kid. You know, the hanging out, the having friends to come over and play games. It's like nowadays you can't even trust your kid around another kid because you don't know the bad influences that this kid may pose to your child. And this is very real, guys, because, you know, show me your company, I'll tell you who you are. That's an old fable that parents used to say. Well, this has a lot of truth to it because people's habits, sometimes good, sometimes bad, may rub off on your child. And you want to be very careful of surrounding your child with these elements of this type of behavior. Because before you know it, your kid will say, well, this is the thing that I want to do. And maybe this is what I want to be when I grow up. You know, a robber, crook, thief, all of the above. So you have to be very careful on the surroundings of your children at a young age. You know, I've seen a lot of social media posts, some posts that were sent to me. Young lady is embracing her man. He's smoking weed in front of her 3-year-old. And she's embracing this guy. Like, you know, he's heaven sent. And thank goodness he's just a part of my son's life. When this kid is probably 10, he'll want to repeat the same behavior that he has seen, and he's going to want to reenact this himself. You know, it's like kids see police officers, and they want to be a police officer for Halloween, or they want to be a doctor for Halloween. You know, whatever their costume may be, they start to mimic the things that they see. And parents don't take the time out to even explain to their children the bad habits that can form if they're in certain elements. And parents need to take responsibility of some of the things they allow their children to be subjected to. And they wonder why these children are confused about life right now. These children don't know who they are. They're trying to find their identity because they're living amongst crisis in their lives. And they have no one to even talk to about these things because everything they're demonstrating is what they've picked up through their time of being around their parents or the grandparents, because some grandparents do raise their children's children, and grandparents sometimes don't have control over what happens because they're either too old or they're too busy living their own lives, and figure once this kid is old enough to make a sandwich for themselves, then I can continue living my life. And it's a sad thing because these children get lost. And let's not forget about that third party CUA umbrella, community umbrella association. Okay? Guys, I found out some really disturbing news. And this may affect everyone in manners that I don't even know to share with some of you guys, that this community umbrella agency of people, there was a young lady that came on the show, Tweety Bird, and she described the type of things that went on in an environmental place called Wordsworth in Philadelphia. This agency is a subsidiary of the Catholic Diocese, which is also AKA known as CUA, Community Umbrella Agency. You have these abused kids who are now adults, subjected to the same conditions, mind you, they're governed by the Department of Health Services, DHS, Department of Human Services. They're governed under this umbrella. So I see a lot of hands, but I'll tell you this. Eyebrows are raising right now because all they keep doing is changing the name. They still keep up with the same abuse practices. I know you guys heard me. Nothing has changed in this evolving system. All of these adults who were once a part of this Wordsworth agency, who is now CUA, C-U-A, people want these abused adults to forget about what happened to them. They want them to brush it under the rug. It never existed. Why? Because we have a new name. At least with Vision Quest, you could at least say they still kept the name. They knew about their abusive policies, so they figured, let's not abuse the well-spoken American kids anymore. Let's abuse the immigrants. God only knows what these non-speaking illegals, children, by the way, are being subjected to. If they were being raped and beaten, then, and they could speak proper English, what is happening to them now? when they can't get the proper words out to say what someone is doing and where they're being touched. It shouldn't be confusing to many. We'll shoot names because it's public information. Councilwoman Jim, G-Y-M, forfeited her position as councilwoman. Councilwoman Jim also knew about the abuse that was happening in Vision Quest. She's a councilwoman, you know, the one that's supposed to stand up for the community. How many kids in her district were sentenced to Vision Quest? And how many of those kids that she spoke of that she was actually very familiar with? You're dealing with a community person that is for the community. It makes you kind of wonder who is doing the elections in the community. And guys, I don't want to run politics because that's not what I'm here to do. What I'm here to do is to give you confirmed information on abuse and how abuse is being plagued throughout the world. Philadelphia being one of them. When you have all these murdered children, not just in Vision Quest and all these other facilities that don't get accounted for, but what about the children that are plaguing the neighborhoods, being paid for hire because they're juveniles? They're getting $200 to $500 to take other people's lives. This is what's plaguing through your neighborhoods. No one cares about the generation that needs to be cared about. And I get it. Everybody has their own share of problems. And I get it. No one's supposed to really care, because it's not their concern. But it's very funny when the tables turn, you know, that 360 that comes back around, and it affects your family directly, and you can't get the answers that you need because your family member or loved one has been murdered. And there's no answers. There's no justice. What do you do at that point? You do like everyone else? You start a GoFundMe page. You know, you take up a collection. Some parents sell dinners. Because who's expecting their loved one who's working hard all day to be murdered in the process of coming home? Philadelphia has turned into a baby Detroit, a baby Chicago, all because you put these people in leadership and they don't care. Who's really doing the voting here? The district attorney Krasner was impeached. Sounds good, but what is the next guy coming in going to really do? Because once Krasner is out, what changes in policy is really going to be made? He never puts the law into law without votes. So who really voted for the bail reform? Like, people got to stop doing the finger pointing. because that doesn't look good. Know your facts, know what it entails, and then you make your decision. People keep, you know, it's all about the guns on the street. Let's do these programs to get rid of the guns. People, wake up. It's not the guns that's committing the murder. It's the bullets. We must regulate the bullets to stop the violence. Are people going to really have time to sit down and pack gunpowder and steal shells? Are they really going to have time for that if they're going to war? That means someone is going to have to order gunpowder. Ordering gunpowder is traceable. If they can do things that make sense to the American people, and I've been told many times I'm not in that circle because I'm Dominican, but I tell you what, we don't have senseless crimes going on in the Dominican Republic, okay? We cooperate, but they say that, you know, if we tell, we're snitches. There was a guy from Philly, guess what? Went to DR, because that's where he's from, to flee the consequences of committing a murder here in the United States, especially in Philadelphia. What did the Dominican Republic government do? Hey, we got your guy. Come get him. We cooperate because we don't want this violence that you guys have. And it's sad because you guys are killing each other. They keep complaining about Kanye West and White Lives Matter. It shouldn't even be about white lives. All lives matter. Why should he be muted? They keep saying about slavery and how blacks were enslaved and how they suffered, how they were tortured. So you don't feel like black on black crime is tortured and demeaning of each other? I mean, somebody has to shake the table and wake you people up. You really have to ask yourself, and I had to question this myself because I've never studied black history, nor will I ever pretend that I have. But what I will say is, from what I have gathered as far as information-wise, the black generation has suffered a lot. A lot. They have suffered. And to see this youth generation abuse, torture, beat, rob, murder each other, what makes it different than what happened to the black people before 1965? Excuse me. Because 1965 is another year we'll address at another time. But 1865, we're going to stick it there. Before 1865, because to be honest with you, there was still slavery going on in many countries in 1975. So slavery really technically never ended. And it still hasn't ended. If you pay attention to what the law says and public information, again, guys, state law says that slavery was abolished. Slavery was never abolished under federal law. So you guys look that up. People are still mentally enslaved in their minds. And this is a part of the corruption of the youth. I watched a lady, you know, yelling out the window at her kid. He was doing something crazy, you know, vandalizing a car, teenager. And she's rooting him on. That's right, son. That's the way to go. Doesn't care if this young man is going to go to prison or jail, or the car owner may come out and kill him. People have to be mindful, especially parents, of the behaviors that you display to the youth, especially your own. Because if that mother was so comfortable with watching her son behave in that manner and do something that was wrong and was his biggest cheerleader, there's something wrong with that picture. And she was African American, which in my eyes made it very bad. You know, guys, I'm going to tell you something that I had to do that made me feel really, really bad on the inside. I had to recently, a few months back, I had to file charges against an African-American woman who would not stop harassing me. And I kept saying, it doesn't have to go that far. It doesn't need to go that far. She has children of her own. She was basically defending someone else's fight, putting her nose where it didn't belong. This is what she was doing. And I was left with no other choice but to file charges for harassment, because harassing me is what she was doing. And why couldn't two women, grown women, come together and sit down and say, listen, by the way, guys, I don't know it from a can of spray paint. So that's what made it even worse. Why would you want to damage your life over someone else's poor decision making? And now you have to live with your wrongs. And you know, what would make it even better? If this woman was the type of woman to say, guess what? I screwed up. I apologize to you. I'll never harass you again. It would not have gotten that far. The behaviors that this woman was displaying, I could tell her poor children could not have had a great lifestyle of growing up. I would never want to present this type of behavior around my children, because I wouldn't want them to know for you to behave that way is okay with me. Some people laugh about it. You know, they think it's cute. It's funny. A two-year-old saying bad words. Oh, she's saying curse words already. Oh, it's so funny. These words become a part of their vocabulary. And what do people do to change that? Some things are just in the DNA, and you will not be able to remove them. This war on children, you got human trafficking, you got tons of drug abuse. You know, I've seen some stuff about me on the web, you know, people that talk about the show, and they actually like the show. But it's those little peons of ants that, you know, that want to get the crumbs later, that criticize and they talk about negativity. And trust me, guys, they're not even adults. They're still children. I have a child the age of some of the children that want to, you know, spread little crumbs and go back and collect them. And by the way, you got the youth pretending to be moms, and they're out here drugging. They're out here drinking. They're out here prostituting. Guys, don't forget, get your HIV tests, because that is also still real out here. Women are being murdered by the bucketful because of their actions. It's at an all-time high. People want to point the finger at others who bring awareness and who put people on the front line. There's been many people that have came on the show. They have talked about their lives. They have talked about being abused. They've talked about being in those homes. Where is the justice? These people are still suffering. They still have the trauma that they will never forget. And this trauma will live with them forever. They're so damaged that they're going to be damaged for the rest of their lives. You know, reading a story about a young girl who was stapling her fingers together to relieve herself of the pain, gluing her eyes shut, doing heroin, cocaine, weed and pills and drinking at the age of 10. That's real trauma. And you know what the mother had the nerve to do? The mother who created this fiasco had the nerve to just give this child away, thinking she was saving her after she damaged her for good. She's no good to the world. Because you can't imagine a child. I mean, you get a little nick from a safety pin or a stapler that's in a piece of paper. You're pulling it out and you prick your finger. Can you imagine someone sitting there stapling their fingers together? Can you imagine someone gluing their eyes shut? Just a 10-year-old staying high because they don't want to relive the pain of a 60-year-old man climbing up on top of them. I mean, people would think that this is a movie. It kind of reminds me of The Color Purple. I did see that movie. I mean, it's sad. And just to know that this trauma that this young lady received as a kid and throughout her whole life, all she's had was older men sleep with her, sexually abuse her, beat on her, which led her to the life that she has now. Uneducated. You know what I say? It's not her fault. The woman that gave her life should have never been able to reproduce. And that's a fact. Because that mother also had trauma. So all she did was re-deliver trauma to someone else. The cycle has to break at some point in time. When do people wake up and say, I've had enough? Let's help our own people. I've never heard people say that. You know, I had a guy say to me in the Kensington neighborhood of Philadelphia, you know, where all the people are getting high and sleeping on the street, doing drugs in public, open air drug sales. Yeah, that area. I had a guy say to me, that's an American guy, that when he was younger, Black kids were never allowed to come to that Kensington area. And he also said he believed that it was their karma coming back around to get them because of what he sees out there now. The grandkids, the kids, all in very bad positions. Guys, let's take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Are you looking forward to sell your house in Philadelphia at a fair price, but are just not patient enough to go through the long, delirious process of enlisting your house in the market? Well, look no further, because GBuys Philly has got your back. You can sell house in Philadelphia without going through the trouble of navigating complex sales procedures. We specialize in helping property owners just like yourself, in all sorts of burdensome situations. We pay a fair cash price and save you all the stress and inconveniences of damages or repairs. We will buy your home. Fast, easy, and convenient. No commission to realtors. No home inspections. Cash deal equals no mortgages. Property as is. No repairs. 100% fair offer guarantee. Sell your house fast for cash in Philadelphia. So what are you waiting for? Just contact us now at www.gbuysphilly.com. Experience, honesty, and integrity guaranteed. Remember, GBuys Philly.
Looking for a holistic approach to a healthy new lifestyle? Akir CMOS is the vitamin-rich solution you need with 92% of the nutrients our body needs. What does CMOS do? Promotes natural weight loss, helps build body muscle, builds a healthier immune system, helps allergies. Consuming CMOS when you're sick is a win, but consuming when you're healthy is a win-win. Visit AkirCMOS.com today and begin your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
Guys, welcome back. People have tons of questions. Guys, we will definitely get back to those questions at a later date. I do appreciate your interaction with it all. And I appreciate everyone chiming in on the chat board to share their thoughts. But there's more serious intervention that needs to take place. And some of that is, what do we do now and where do we go from here? People need to get together, especially the parents and also family members of the ones that were slain from gun violence. People need to write to Congress, and you will be heard. And you need to let them know that it's not about the guns. It's about the bullets. People have to be very proactive into doing this and take a stand. If the price of everything is rising, then the price of bullets should also rise as well. They shouldn't be so easy accessible. Okay, these kids are making these ghost guns. You still need bullets for a ghost gun. You can't just use a ghost gun with ghost bullets. You still need bullets to make it work. You know, they're putting together these switches. They're letting off 12 shots at one time. You still need bullets to make this work. And I know there's a lot of politicians, attorneys, that CUA, DHS, CASA, don't forget about the CASA people. I know they're all listening, and I'd like to thank them for joining me this evening. Because they don't know when the tables might turn and they have to write to Congress because someone in their family has been harmed that's innocent by this plague of young, unguided, misguided generation of children that are in their care. They need to take more concern and care of these children that they let run away from these homes they put them in, because they go back out and they commit violence. It's a proven fact. You know, they're saying What happened to all these kids? Why are these kids on the street? They closed all the abusive homes and there's nowhere to put them. So as a juvenile, they get sent back out to do more things. Idle time, idle minds. So they utilize this time to go out and commit crime. Some because they're hungry and they want to eat. Some because they're too ashamed to say they're homeless. They don't want to say they ran away from an abusive home that they were placed in. These situations always come about because there's no one who really cares. It's not my issue, so I don't care. I hear so much of that. And when I go back to watching those movies and reading those books, it's amazing how people stood together and created all this violence for George Floyd. I believe they should let the cop out. I don't believe he should be in prison. Because had another black man did that, and they're doing it now to other black men, what would be the difference? There's so much of that going on now. And that's my point. I'm not saying George Floyd got what he deserved. I'm not saying that. I'm saying what's happening with the black on black communities is shameful. It's in comparison to George Floyd's situation. I know I'm going to get some backlash for that comment, but that's still okay. But people have to look at what they're doing to their neighborhoods. Young men don't want to get educated because they can go out and find a street hustle. They're fantasized by fantasy land. People want to blame it on the rappers. No, you can't blame it on the rappers. People have to take responsibility for their own actions. And I'm not saying what's happening now to these children and will continue to happen until someone, because it's going to take more than one. You know, they don't actually recall a product until someone says, you know, 1,000 people have gotten hurt by it, or 1,000 people have gotten sick by it. We got to pull it off the market. It's going to take more than one to have a voice. All I can say is in America, from what I've realized, is that you've become muted. America is a place of silence because no one speaks up. Fight for the right things and make real good decisions for your fight. People are on social media fighting over nonsense. Make your voices heard, doing something good, letting it go down in the books of history of what you've done to make a change. You've had some good leaders to lead you partially of the way. No one has stood up to walk the rest of the road to make that pathway. What I have noticed is when Barack Obama was president, I noticed that all the banks got bailed out and a lot of people of, I'll say, minority people lost their homes. Why wasn't the money given to the people to say, give us your mortgage statement, we'll cut you the check because we know we're going to help you save your home? No one in America took leadership to help their own people. And I get it. He's not supposed to help you. He's Hawaiian, remember? The color of his skin is dark, but he's Hawaiian. He's of American descent. I am Dominican. My skin color looks like Barack Obama. And I am of the American descent. But I'll never get the fair treatment that the regular American gets in this country. And that's still okay. They see the last name Torres, and it changes the dynamics of everything that I could have said to a person. That last name says it all. I don't care how many people I marry, that will be my name for the rest of my life, hyphenated or not. This is what it is. And I gotta tell you that me seeing exactly what goes on and how it works out for people that don't give a hoot, they end up having to come back and say, this happened to me and I need some help. But it was okay when it was the rest of the world's problem. This person didn't care, doesn't affect their life. It's always when the table turns, people want to come and say, guess what? I need someone's help. I've seen many postings. People are looking for their teenagers online. Why are you looking for your teenager? Oh, they ran away. Why would your kid want to run away from home? It has to make sense. What's going on in the home that bad for the kid to say, I don't want to live here anymore? I give a lot of people credit. Maybe I give them too much credit. But a lot of these agencies out here today, and people don't know this, when they get their budget, let's say there's a budget for teen programs, you know, with gun violence, we're going to give them $150,000. For this program, because we want to see these kids succeed. $150,000. Well, do you know that $145,000 went towards administrative costs and salaries? So technically, the receiver of that program is only allocating $5,000 to that program. Now, who's the biggest loser of them all? I'm getting like messages from every direction, chat board, cell phone, computer. People, wake up. The budget is being cut. Where's the money going? There's so many programs, millions and millions of dollars being allocated to help the youth. This is worse than the monies that was allocated for people that got out of prison and wanted to reform their lives. Guess what? Oops, you're too late, sir. Program funding is exhausted. How is it exhausted? Because they're taking that budget money and allocating it towards everybody else. They don't tell you that part. They don't tell you the real deal. And guess what else? You see all this new construction coming up? They take the monies that were allocated towards the youth programs that never got fulfilled, and they're getting that developer who's short on funding for his project and say, well, Mr. Developer, you have to give us at least 4 affordable housing apartments where the person must make at least $55,000 a year, and you can have this money that's allocated towards the youth. You didn't know that that's how that worked either, did you? Well, it's been confirmed. People need to wake up and grow up. Make executive decisions to read more, to understand what a fiscal year is and what a budget for funding means. Any of these companies being audited? No, of course not. You know why? No one's complaining. Because no one cares. It doesn't affect their lives. Why should we care if the CEO of the nonprofit pocketed $100,000 for his salary when this poor kid is out here robbing and stealing and committing murders and being set free? Why is that? People have to take responsibility of not putting themselves in better positions to acknowledge how they're being taken advantage of. And guess what? It's not free money. This money is being allocated from the taxpayers. So you mean to tell me all these billions of taxpayers and no one has a voice? The whole country is muted. All you hear is defund the police, defund the police. Guess what? The people that you vote in as city council, they create the budget for the police. So you gotta realize who's behind it, who's actually putting in the votes. You're nominating people. What are you nominating them for? To promote violence? What are they doing for your community? Ask yourself, what has changed in my community over the years of each council person? What have they done besides knock down low-income housing, push out the poor people, and bring in the people that's going to pay $2,000 to $3,000 a month rent? Guess what, guys? It boils down to, it's no longer racism. It's called, you can't afford to live here. So they're going to push you out. They're going to take your family's houses as they've been taking them over the years. Placing tax liens, holding tax sales accelerated because they really want you gone. When do people wake up? When do people begin to care? Someone said to me the other day, the Caucasian generation will soon be extinct because of all the inbreeding. They're promoting more black. Guys, that's a different topic. We will definitely get back to that, though, because that's a hot one on the table. Guys, over 14 million listeners from the East Coast to the West Coast. I love you guys. See you next week. Same bat time, same bat place. Tommy Torres signing off. Bye, guys.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.